Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome back to the show. Lori Nicholson joining us here. She's a master hypnotist and licensed master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming and the owner of Well Awakened Living. That's wellawakenedliving.com, based out of Olney, Maryland. Welcome to the show today, Lori. How are you?
Thank you, Jill. I'm so happy to be here. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Oh, great. Well, please, it's a pleasure to have you here. Can you give us some insight as to who you are and what you do? This is exciting.
Absolutely. My business, Well Awakened Living, is my hypnosis practice, which is client-centered and interactive. And I help clients with a range of issues. I help them release stress, fears, pain, improve self-esteem, quit smoking, lose weight, improve test or sports performance, even help them prepare their minds and bodies for an easier conception for those experiencing fertility challenges. And I do that using all the tools at my disposal, hypnosis, neurolinguistic programming, which I call waking hypnosis or healing with words. I'm a coach. I use energy healing and even integral eye movement therapy for trauma relief. So my tagline is I like to help people think better, feel better, do better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Well, let me ask you this. What brought you into this field, if you don't mind sharing? Because how did you figure out this is, you know, your fit and your niche?
Exactly. Well, I never grew up thinking that I was going to be a hypnotist. In fact, I used to do global health research. I used to work for a venture capital firm, nothing to do with hypnosis, but I was a type A perfectionist, and I had created in my life some real health issues. I had some significant digestive issues. I had chronic migraines, and so I started meditating, using guided visualization and hypnosis to help myself process through my health challenges. Still, even at that point, I never thought I'd become a hypnotist. When I became pregnant with my first child, a midwife friend of mine suggested that I use hypnobirthing childbirth classes to prepare for my child's birth. And hypnobirthing, it was developed by Marie Mongan, and it's both a philosophy and a set of hypnotic tools and techniques to achieve deep relaxation for gentler, easier childbirth. And after having three kids using hypnobirthing and experiencing wonderful, easy, natural childbirths each time, I decided to teach it. And so I became trained. I taught it for about a decade. I was on the faculty for four of those years. And although I don't teach it anymore, I still love it and highly recommend it to people. Eventually, the couples who were coming to me for those classes started asking me for help with other issues. Can you help me with my generalized anxiety, not just anxiety preparing for my birth? Or can you help my husband stop smoking now that I'm pregnant? And at that point, I had to practice within my training and I couldn't help them. So I went and got a lot of extra training. And so I really have my clients, my early clients, to thank for this career path. They kept asking and pushing, can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? And I wanted to be able to. So I sought the training that I needed to be able to do that.
Got it. Great. Well, thank you for sharing. I mean, this is fascinating. I want to know more about hypnosis, and I think our listeners do too. So let's pretend I'm curious about how hypnosis would really work for me, and I scheduled a free consultation with you. What would we talk about?
Well, the first thing I always do, I always offer a free consultation to anyone who is interested or potentially interested in becoming a client, and people can register or ask for a free consultation on my website, going to the free consultation page at wellawakenedliving.com. But the first thing I do is I ask a lot of questions about why the person is calling. Why would you be calling, Jill? And what would you like to accomplish? And what is the presenting issue? How long have you had it? What have you done in the past to try to cope with it or heal it? How have those things worked for you? As I said, I'm a very client-centered hypnotist. Some hypnotists use scripts, and I do not. I make it very, very tailored to the needs of each individual client. And so once I get a good sense of why you are calling and what you needed and what you hope to accomplish, I talk a lot about hypnosis and what it is and how it works because there are a lot of misconceptions about it. Most people don't realize that we go in and out of hypnosis several times a day. There are four different brainwave patterns. There's beta, alpha, theta, and delta. Beta is normal waking consciousness. Alpha is light relaxation, like shavasana at the end of a yoga session where you're relaxing and breathing deeply. Theta is hypnosis, and delta is sleep. So every night when we go to sleep, we go from beta to alpha to theta to delta. And every morning when we wake up, we go from delta to theta to alpha to beta. And you know when you're in hypnosis in the morning when you're waking up, when you know you're not completely asleep anymore, and you're also not really awake enough to talk to other people, you're still in that state where you remember your dreams. That's the brainwave pattern of hypnosis. How that plays out on a daily basis is if you've ever watched flames flickering in a fireplace and you get kind of lost and dreamy while you're watching them.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's the brainwave pattern of hypnosis. If you've ever gone power walking or swimming, you're not in the conscious mind thinking, now I'm moving my arm like this and my leg like this. Now I'm doing this. Now I'm turning my head to breathe. You are probably just doing that on autopilot in your body, and your mind is drifting, dreaming, floating, and problem-solving other areas of your life. That, too, is the brainwave pattern of hypnosis. Another misconception that sometimes people have is that they're going to lose control or somebody's going to take control of them using hypnosis, and that is absolutely false. That's not how it works at all. Because our conscious mind guards our subconscious mind. Our conscious mind is our rational, logical, judging mind. And I mean judging in a good way. Is this healthy, unhealthy, safe, unsafe, good or bad for me? And then the subconscious mind is the seat of our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and therefore habits. And so it's much more powerful. And what we want to do is just work with the subconscious and let the conscious mind know that it's safe to relax. It's really a process of agreement doing hypnosis, and it's really a way of taking back control in those areas of your life that may have felt out of control up to now. I'll give you an example. If I said to you right now, Jill, relax. Relax, Jill. Just relax. Does that feel relaxing? Probably not.
No.
You probably get a little bit concerned, like, why does she want me to do this?
What? Yeah, I'm a little anxious.
Exactly. Like, why does she want me to relax so much? And the conscious mind comes on board and says, I don't really understand what's happening and why she's doing that. But if I said, Jill, allow yourself to take in a deep inhalation, and on the exhalation, allow your shoulders to sink into the frame of your body. And that feels good and relaxing, doesn't it? That's just one suggestion. The conscious mind gets a chance to hear that suggestion and think, okay, that's in my highest interest and that would feel good. Mm-hmm. I agree. I'll do that. And then if I say, on the next inhalation, really breathe in deep and fill your lungs. And on the exhalation, allow your eyes to close down gently, taking you into an even deeper state of relaxation. Mm-hmm. Your conscious mind goes, yeah, I'm on board with this. This feels good. And the conscious mind eventually kind of relaxes out of the way. You do not have to use relaxation in hypnosis, but that's one of the ways to go about it. And once the conscious mind trusts and knows that all of the suggestions are in your highest interest to help you, then we can work more deeply with the subconscious mind and help change those old habits into more optimal habits.
Yeah. Wow. This is awesome stuff. And, you know, for some people just tuning in here, Lori Nicholson is joining us here. She's a master hypnotist and licensed master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming. WellAwakenLiving.com is her website, and we're discussing all that she can do to help so many people. And on the website, I think it's important for us to point out, I mean, the types of things that hypnosis can help, right? Relieving stress, releasing fears, releasing pain, improving self-esteem, helping people quit smoking, help them losing weight, fertility, birth, and so many other things that hypnosis can really be so beneficial for us, which is super amazing, right? Now, let's continue on with our topics here. Now, can I ask you, you know, some of the favorite issues that you've worked on with your clients?
Absolutely. Stress and anxiety release has really become one of my specialties, and I think that's because I started through teaching the hypnobirthing, which is all about relaxation. So that was a natural first specialty for me. However, I also work with a lot of clients about different fears, fears of flying on airplanes, fears of public speaking. Especially this past year during COVID, there so many people have to be online on Zoom or Teams or whatever, giving presentations at their work, and they're not necessarily used to doing that. So this public speaking fear has been big for people in the last year or so. I am also a professional member of the National Speakers Association. Mm-hmm. So this is something I love to work with people about. One of my favorite things is fertility challenges, helping people through those. Not only, it's a very satisfying issue on which to work. Not only do you have proof positive that the hypnosis worked, but the clients are overjoyed when they get pregnant after having experienced challenges. So that's a really fun one too. And sometimes I get some really unusual requests. So it's always new and interesting.
Yeah. Wow. It really is. My goodness. And let me ask you this. For those who are tuning in, it's time to take our commercial break. Could you tell us the best form and all forms of contact for you?
Sure. One of the best things you can do is just go to my website, wellawakenedliving.com. But also for this particular group, I've pulled together a series of free resources. If you go to lorihypno.com, LORIHYPNO.com, you'll get some free resources sent to you.
Ooh, exciting. All right. And on social media, can we find you?
Yes, I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
Perfect. And all under your name or the company name?
You can probably find me either way, but if you look for Well Awakened Living, that's probably the easiest, most direct route.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. We'll be right back with more and Lori Nicholson after the break, talking about hypnosis, how she can help us in so many different ways. And by the way, you're doing this virtually as well as in person, correct?
I absolutely am.
Amazing.
Yes, I can work globally.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. When we return, we'll talk about the past year of all the stress and anxiety and COVID. I want to know how that's affected people and how you're helping people overcome those type of issues. It's been a heck of a year, to say the least. But thankfully, we see the light. The light is here, right? And we're almost at the end of the tunnel. But still, people affected by COVID. And we'll see how Lori is helping her clients.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
And welcome back to the show. Lori Nicholson here joining us. She's a master hypnotist and licensed master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming and the owner of Well Awakened Living. That's wellawakenedliving.com. So let's talk about this past year in COVID and what you see in the increase in anxiety and stress amongst people and how you can help them, Lori.
Absolutely. There has been a range of stress and anxiety responses. And some people are just anxious about potentially getting COVID. Some people are anxious because they've had COVID, and it's almost like their body and their neurology get stuck in a slightly elevated anxious state, having experienced it. And then there are people who have not experienced it, but are having to make a lot of presentations in front of others at work virtually over the computer, and they're not used to having to do that. And so helping all of those people in those different ways, as well as with any aches and pains that have come up for people if they've gone through the COVID experience as well. Now, I do have to say I practice in Maryland, and although I've received health and healing benefits directly from hypnosis myself, by law, I may make no health benefit claims for my services. That's just what the state of Maryland requires us to say. However, the power of the mind is amazing, and that's really what we're working with each individual in this sort of circumstance.
Perfect. Now, for example, if someone's suffering with like stress and anxiety, how many sessions do you need? Explain the process of hypnosis, and if you're doing it virtually, you know, how many sessions do you think somebody needs to really get over these types of fears?
I generally work with new clients for 3 sessions, although I'm available for additional sessions after that if they'd like. However, 3 sessions is often enough to give them the tools and techniques, especially on stress and anxiety relief, not necessarily on every single presenting issue. And right now, I am working completely virtually. Prior to COVID, I would see local clients in the Washington, D.C. area in person, and then I'd work with people globally through a HIPAA-compliant online telemedicine website. Now everybody is being worked with through that HIPAA-compliant online telemedicine website. And 3 sessions is usually good for stress and anxiety relief to get people over the hump of whatever they're experiencing in that moment and give them tools and techniques to use going forward. I want to create raving fans, not dependent clients who have to come back over and over and over again forever.
Great. And also, you do fear release, right? People public speaking as well, or flying of airplanes. Would you mind talking a little bit about this?
Absolutely. And not just those issues. Sometimes I've had some really unusual requests as well. A fear of cephalopods, which are marine mammals like octopi and squid. And I didn't even know that you could have a fear of that. But we can work with the mind. Anything that is a habitual response by the mind, you can work with hypnosis. Public speaking is one of my favorite because it's so empowering and it allows people to get their messages and part of themselves, their essence of themselves, out and across in the way that they communicate with others without letting those butterflies get in the way. For instance, prior to this call, I used some of these techniques myself. We all get those butterflies. That's actually a good thing. The energy vibration of nervousness versus the energy vibration of anticipatory excitement are exactly the same until we label them. So when we reframe it as, this is great, look at this opportunity that I have that to communicate with others and really connect with others, something great is about to happen, those butterflies feel exciting and energizing rather than nerve-wracking. So I use a bunch of breathing techniques. I use a lot of hypnotic tools and techniques that people can learn and then know and use going forward in their lives to help them through these types of situations.
And Lori, what else did you want to discuss today? I mean, I know you have proof positive that you say that hypnosis does work, right? And your clients, some of them so overjoyed about the work you've done on them. And even people who have infertility, I think you wanted to discuss that.
I love working with the fertility challenge clients because it's so empowering for them to take back some of that control. It feels like such an out of control situation. And to get that call and say, oh my goodness, we're pregnant. We're so excited. It's just a dream come true for them. And it just makes my heart soar. I started working on a curriculum to work with fertility clients years ago, and it's been refined over the years. And the more I started working with it, the more I realized that it's a curriculum that we can use for any issue that we want to manifest, whether that's a baby, a dream job, a loving romantic partner. We can really use these techniques not only to release suboptimal states, but also to create those more optimal states and manifest our dreams. And so I'm really excited that that's starting to come to fruition. I've been working with clients individually this way for a long time and now getting ready to do some group classes as well. I also wanted to mention, when you asked me about social media before, I neglected to mention that I have a lot of free content. I'm fairly new to YouTube, but for being as new to YouTube as I am, I have a lot of free content out there on stress and anxiety release, and also on improving focus for people who tend to have ADD, ADHD, or just are really challenged to focus. There are a lot of free videos out there for people to take advantage of. Right. Under Well Awakened Living.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And, you know, you also say you can use hypnosis to kind of manifest what you want. Wow. We're going to get more into that, I know, on our next show. But you're telling me if someone out there is in need of a love, of a partner, hypnosis can help you kind of attract things for our future? Is that how I could describe it?
Yes, absolutely. Through the mental process of rehearsal, it can get us into that state of flow.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of athletes talk about that flow state where they're really just creating and flowing with ease. And they can do that in their minds as well as going out and practicing hitting that baseball 1,000 times over and over. They can mentally rehearse that in their minds and start really improving their outcomes through mental practice. And we can do that in our manifestation process as well. I do look forward to talking more about that in our next show.
We still have 5 minutes left in the show. What else did you want to tell our listeners about Well Awakened Living and how you can help them with your services?
I want to just tell people about how powerful their minds truly are, and that when we focus on what we want and not on what we don't want, that's when we really get the magic starting to happen. I had one client previously say to me, I'll just call her son Johnny. She said, Johnny is such a bad listener. He just doesn't listen to anything I say. I'll say, Johnny, don't walk through that puddle. And the next thing I see is Johnny walking through that puddle. And I just don't know how to get him to listen to me. And once we understand how the conscious mind and the subconscious mind work together, it's very clear how to modify that situation. The subconscious is confused by negatives. Just like our English teacher said when we were growing up and going through school, and they say, don't use double negatives. Don't not do that is much more confusing than do that, even though they mean the same thing. Even if we get rid of the double negatives, just a negative in and of itself is confusing. If I say, don't do something, it takes our brain longer to process the negative. So if I say, don't think of a purple elephant with white spots, what is the first thing you think about? Most likely a purple elephant with white spots, because the way our brain works is we create the visual frame first, and then we erase it when we realize that we were told don't. So we create it and then uncreate it. And so kids do the same thing, and kids take even longer to process that negative. So once I explained this to the mom, I said, Johnny has probably made it to the other side of the puddle before he realizes, oh, mom said, don't do that. So now I'm going to be in trouble. So instead, I told the mom, focus on what you want. What do you want Johnny to do? You want Johnny to walk around the puddle. Johnny, walk around the puddle. Or Johnny, come here and hold my hand, please. Whatever it is you want Johnny to do, if you tell him that, his mind, his brain knows how to process that and knows what you're expecting of him. And it doesn't take nearly as long to process the negative.
Yeah.
It's true for all of us. So listen to the way in which you talk to yourself. If you're saying to yourself a lot of times, don't do this and don't do this and don't do this, well, that still leaves an infinite number of other options that you might actually want. And your brain is not sure what it is you actually want. It only knows what you don't want. So focus on what it is you want and be very clear with yourself and very positive with yourself, because you hear your own self-talk more than you hear talk from anybody else in your daily life. So make it good. Focus on the outcome
Absolutely.
You seek and make it positive. And your brain gets on board really fast and goes, yes, let's make this happen.
Perfect. Well, thank you for your time today here on the show, wellawakenedliving.com. What other form of contact do you want to leave for your listeners?
People, as I said, are welcome to contact me through my website. It does have my email address and phone number there as well. My web address is wellawakenedliving.com. And if you go to lorihypno.com, LORIHYPNO.com, you'll get lots of free content shared with you. I'm also out on social media as Well Awakened Living, and on YouTube, there's lots of free videos to watch to help.
Perfect.
Beginning your healing journey.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's a pleasure getting to know you, and I hope our listeners reach out. Lori Nicholson, wellawakenedliving.com. More of the show is on the way, everyone. Please don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.